you're on.
So we started discussing yesterday the mitzvah, or a discussion if there is a mitzvah of building a sukkah. We all know there's a mitzvah of sitting in a sukkah during sukkah. It's not just sitting, but as the Gemara tells us, teshvu ke'ein tadiru. It says, Hazal learn now from the word teshvu. This doesn't mean sit, like sit during Kiddush or sit down for momentarily. The Gemara learns that in sukkah, one's supposed to live in the sukkah as much as possible during the whole yontif, eating, drinking, sleeping, learning, etc. And they learn that from teshvu ke'ein tadiru. You have to dwell in the sukkah the way you would all year round. We'll get into some leniencies on that matter shortly. But this is to review, so we discussed whether, so it's clear the sitting of the sukkah is a mitzvah. What about the building of the sukkah? Is that a mitzvah per se? Or is that a classical heksher mitzvah? It's not a mitzvah, but it's a preparation. If I don't do it, I'm not going to be able to do, if I don't build a sukkah, or if I don't have a sukkah built for me, I will not be able to fulfill my mitzvah. So we pointed out there's a machlokes, or maybe we did, but now I'll add to it. There's a machlokes in Gemara Sukkah, Daf Tes, a machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. What about a sukkah, an old sukkah? What do you mean an old sukkah? You mean one you've been using for 40 years? No, that's okay. We mean an old sukkah is one that was built, let's say, more than 30 days away from sukkahs. And you didn't build it l'shem mitzvah sukkah. You coincidentally got it right. That's the way you opened up the Mishnayos to figure out how to build a hut. You wanted to have a summer house. So you saw those Jewish people know what they're doing. So you just copied the halachas of Hilchas Sukkah. But you wasn't in mind to fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah. Is that okay? It's coincidentally, it fulfills all the halachas. If it doesn't, there's nothing to talk about. Then obviously it's not a good sukkah. But assuming it's built with hidura, but you didn't build it for the sake of sukkah. You built it for the sake of comfort, shade, whatever the issue was. So that's a machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says it's a no-go. You got to redo it. And Beis Hillel says it's a go. So even obviously if a non-Jew did it, it wouldn't be an issue because you don't have to build the l'shem mitzvah sukkah. However, Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi that says that not only, even according to Beis Hillel, who says it's a good sukkah, even if you built it not for the sake of building a sukkah, but Tosis says, quotes the Yerushalmi, you need a chiddush davar. You still got to do something a little bit. Even according to Beis Hillel, that hence the minhag of like putting a couple of schacha, fixing it up here, Jeff.
Sorry, the machlokes of a sukkah, which is more than 30 days old, classic, was not built the same sukkah. Both these things together.
What was that?
Look, are we talking about the machlokes being Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai? It was about a sukkah which was at least 30 days old, plus it was not built for the same sukkah. Both things together.
Right, because 30 days is some say if you do it for 30 days and it looks like it is l'shem, maybe stam is 30 days. So, you know, that's what a sukkah Yishana is, but I'm saying right. So either way, the point is you have a sukkah, but, you know, I guess if you had negative kavana, you know, within 30 days, okay, but either way. But the main point isn't so much the 30 days as the issue wasn't built for the purpose of a sukkah. But right, but old sukkah means more than 30 days. The assumption is within 30 days, you must be building it for that reason.
Okay, I suppose you have it anyway.
Yeah, so that's fine.
You had a year around sukkah.
Yeah, no, you didn't. But even with the schach up, you never moved, changed the schach.
No,
yeah, so it's right. So the schach, even with the schach is the main thing. You could have that part, the walls, you could have all the time. It's the schach we're talking about. That's what Tosis quotes in the Yerushalmi. Even according to Beis Hillel, you should do a little bit. Even if a non-Jew builds your sukkah and puts up the schach, even if Raul does the sukkah in the shul, we'll get to that. But so we'll see. One should have a chiddush job, but we'll see why not. We see why the minigit perhaps is even not to do that, why it's still okay, even l'chadchila. But right now, at this point, l'chadchila, if a non-Jew or perhaps even a katan or a woman build a sukkah, perhaps that it'd be the same halacha. The Ikra didn't, the Mishnah says it's good. Even if a non-Jew builds the sukkah, according to Beis Hillel. We're just saying it's a mitzvah min hamuvchar, or it's a hiddur mitzvah to do this. Even according to Beis Hillel says it's good. It's the chiddush of the Yerushalmi that says you need chiddush davar. So we just assume like that lechatchila. But no one's saying b'di'eved, if you did nothing, if you left your sukkah up all year round, it's still good, as long as it's still kosher. So that's me'ikar adin. No one would debate your issue. It's a kosher sukkah. You can make a leishay bas sukkah. You can sleep in it. It's just on a lechatchila level, is there anything wrong with it? So Tosis says, Yushalmi, lechatchila, you should participate a little bit by moving around the schach. And that's even according to Beis Hillel. And that's what he points out. That's what Yushalmi points out, consistent with the Zuz. Yushalmi holds this guai because it's a mitzvah in building a sukkah. It's not just a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah, there's a mitzvah to build the sukkah, hence you even make a bracha, lasso sukkah. We said the Bavli has no such bracha. So does that mean the Bavli disagrees? We said not necessarily. It just means, number one, the Siv had an idea, a heksha mitzvah haksuva batorah, that maybe there's a middle category, that since the Torah writes, chag ha-sukkah tasa lecha, so we learn out there's an inyan for one to build the sukkah by, because mitzvah bo yoter mishrucho. On a regular heksha mitzvah, anyone could pick it up for you. But if it's a heksha mitzvah, ksuva batorah, if it's written in the Torah to do it, like by tzitzis, basuahem tzitzis, and maybe matzah, so then there's an inyan for you, mitzvah bo yoter mishrucho. But the Bavli doesn't have any gemara about bracha, so perhaps we thought it's a fundamental machlokas. And in fact, we pointed out yesterday, the gemara in Makkos, Daf Ches Amid Aleph, the gemara talks about someone who kills someone but unintentionally, the axe flies off the handle flies off, you're chopping wood, and the axe flies off and kills someone, so the lach is you go into gullus, exile. So the gemara says that's only if you're chopping wood for mundane purposes. But if you're chopping wood with tzarach mitzvah, then the Gemara has a drasha, you don't go to Golas. So the Gemara says, so what happens if you're chopping wood to build your sukkah? So the Gemara says, if you're chopping wood to build the sukkah, that's not a mitzvah. You get to go to Golas. So Rashi elaborates on the Gemara and says, we see from this Gemara, the chopping of the wood isn't a mitzvah, but the actual building of the sukkah is a mitzvah. So from Rashi says it, Rashi's implication with that Gemara in Makkos is that even building the sukkah is a mitzvah. However, so where's the bracha then? So that's what we pointed out. Even though we don't make a birkas ha-mitzvah, lasos b'sukkah, well, we do make a shechiyanu. We don't, but midin ha-gemara, one is permitted when they build the sukkah to make a shechiyanu. Our meaning is to wait to sukkahs and we do it together. But we see me'ikar ha-din, the Gemara says you can make a shechiyanu even on the building of the sukkah. So we see, perhaps it's not a fundamental machlok. Even the Bavli agrees there's an inyan of building a sukkah as well. It's not just a stam either, whether you want to call it a heksha mitzvah, ksuva batorah, or you want to call it a tchilas mitzvah, whatever you want to call it, it's more than just buying a pair of tefillin so you order that you'll be able to wear tefillin. It's more than just having a shofar. It's an actual inyan. That's the Yerushalmi. That's why we paskin that way. Lechatchila, one should perhaps play a little active role, do some type of chiddush davar. That's why since we paskin, it's good anyway. You don't have to even put to make it kosher, just to move around a little bit of schach or put new schach on. That will be sufficient for this mitzvah min hamufkar. That's what we pointed out. That's why the difference in the Kiddush between the first night of Sukkot and the second night. The first night of Sukkot, we make Shechiyanu at the end of, after Kiddush and Leishei Basukkah. And the minig among most, many, is the second night you make Shechiyanu right after Kiddush, and then you make the Leishei. Why switch the order? So that's what the Ran explains in Sukkah, because the first night, the Shechiyanu is two different Shechiyanus we're making. We make a Shechiyanu on a mitzvah, and usually a mitzvah that comes mizman lizman, something with simcha. That's why, since sukkah involves a mitzvah of simcha, Tosis, it's a whole discussion, but Tosis in sukkah, mem vav, he asks, why don't we make a shechiyanu on sukkah? So Tosis answers, because it's a mitzvah of simcha. The Jews traveling 40 years in the Midbar, etc., and the Jews traveling to Yerushalayim, it's Ola Regel. So there's an element of simcha, so we make, again, mashra from that Tosis, you're making on the mitzvah of simcha. wasn't asking why you make it on the holiday of Sukkot. We all know why. That's a Kedushas Hayom. That's because of the sanctity of the day. So sometimes they go separate, like Rosh Hashanah. We made a Shachiyano at Kiddush. That's going on the sanctity of the day. But the Shachiyano we made on the Shofar, that's going on the Mitzvah of Shofar, not on the sanctity of the day. So the issue is by, and that's what we do on Lulav, the Dalet Minim. The next morning we make a new Shachiyano on our Dalet Minim, assuming we get them before Sukkot. But if we get them, we'll be making one. So if Sukkah begins tonight. So therefore, what we do, our meaning is, when we make a Shachiyano the first night of Sukkot, it's twofold. One's going on the sanctity of the day, Kedushas Hayom, and the other is going on, I am fulfilling my mitzvah of Sukkah for the first time. So what about the second night? Why are we keeping a second day? Sveika de Yoma. Even though we do know it today, but it's a Sveika de Dina. So therefore, we do everything on the second day like we do on the first day. So why do we switch it around? So that's what the, based on the Ran, they point out, because let's assume you're wrong. Let's say today's, meaning the second day, is the first day, and yesterday wasn't Sukkot. So the Shachiyano you made on the Sukkah, no problem. I could have made it today, last week. So the Shachiyano you made on the Sukkah yesterday, even if it wasn't Sukkot, still counts. So you don't need a Shachiyano on the Mitzvah of Sukkah anymore, even if it wasn't Sukkot yet. But the Shachiyano that you made on the Kedushas Hayom, I can't make that Shachiyano today. You only can make the Shachiyano on the Kedushas Hayom if it's Sukkot. So therefore, maybe yesterday wasn't Sukkot. So on my Kiddush, which is on the Kedushas Hayom, I still need a Shachiyano. But on the Leishay Basukkah, Mamanashach, whether yesterday was Yantav or today, my Shachiyano on the Sukkah counted from yesterday, and I do not need my a new Shachiyano, which is interesting. Shiloh would depend on, this would depend on another issue. Let's assume you made a Shachiyano Lasso Sukkah. Does that mean then you wouldn't need another Shachiyano on Yeshiva Sukkah? So the Ritva says no, but that, or Ritva writes, right, it's a discussion in the Rishonim, would I need a new Shachiyano again? Could we just make one and we carve a both? This is assuming you wouldn't need a new Shachiyano on the mitzvah, because wait, you can't fulfill Yeshiva Sukkah before Sukkot. You can only fulfill the mitzvah of Lasso Sukkah before Sukkot. Jeff?
Yes, I'm sorry. Look, the reason that we can allow to say, or can get away with saying, Lashay Basukkah before Sukkot, is because Lashay Basukkah also means Lasso Sukkah. Is that right? Otherwise, I don't understand.
No, not necessarily. Lashay Basukkah is, so according to the way according to the Yerushalmi, the two, clearly two separate mitzvahs. Yes. Uh-huh. According to the Bavli, it's unclear, but we could argue it's also two separate mitzvahs. The reason why we're not making a bracha on the building of the sukkah, because the Gemara tells us in Menachas, Daf Mem Beis, we only make a Birkas HaMitzvah on the Gemar Mitzvasa. We only make, so since the purpose of build, everyone agrees, there's no mitzvah to build the sukkah in Hamilton then go to Israel for sukkahs. I don't think anyone goes that far to say build a sukkah for the sake of building a sukkah. Everyone agrees you're building a sukkah only that you plan on using the sukkah. So therefore, what they're saying is, the Shachiyano we make on the Yeshiva sukkah is going on both. Okay. It's just a local Hilchos Brachos issue, that we can't make a Birkas HaMitzvah, a Shachiyano, the Shachiyano on the Mitzvah of Sukkah, the Bracha on the Kedushas Hayom we have to make on Sukkot, but the Bracha on the Shachiyano of the Sukkah, we only make on the clincher, i.e. when the Sukkah, when we're ready to fulfill our Mitzvah of Sukkah.
Yes.
So that's what they point out. So everyone might agree that really, even the Bavli might agree to the Yerushalmi Chiddush that Asiyas Sukkah is a mitzvah. Even though we don't make a bracha, it could be a local Hilchos Brachos issue. That Yerushalmi holds you even make a bracha on Tchilas HaMitzvah, and that's what she touched on, consistent with its view in other areas. And the Bavli is consistent with their view. We only make a bracha on the Gemar Mitzvah, so on the clincher.
I could make the bracha Shechianu the day before Sukkot. If I built it and I'm sitting in it, I could say Shechianu then.
Correct.
Okay.
Do you have to sit in it?
No, not necessarily.
So it's not a sitting thing. It's just
dwelling. I mean, dwelling.
You don't have to dwell.
I mean, dwell.
He's not talking about
Shechianu.
No, I'm talking about Shechianu.
You can't make a bracha. We pass no bracha last. You only can make a shachiyanu. You can't make a bracha.
I mean shachiyanu.
So yeah. Then it's not leshe. So you're not.
I understand.
Shachiyanu, you can make it. That's going on the building of the sukkah.
Yes.
A related question. Even a bigger job than putting up a sukkah is preparing for Pesach, changing over the house.
Right.
Is that a hechsher mitzvah? Preparing the house.
It's clearly a hechsher mitzvah.
Yeah.
But not necessarily a hechsher mitzvah ksuva b'Torah.
Uh huh.
But anything you do that facilitates the mitzvah is a hechsher mitzvah.
What got me thinking about it was this idea of building the sukkah and going to Israel. How many people at least go through the preliminaries of cleaning their house for Pesach and then lock it up and leave it?
Okay, that's because that's something else. That's because that's the question what you do. Because it's a question, because you can't own chametz on Pesach wherever you live.
Right.
I'm saying, let's say I'm in Israel for Pesach, but I still can't own chametz in Hamilton.
Sure.
So the cleaning the part, you have to make sure you have no chametz, and that's what you have to clean.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, and you get into whether if you sell your home, again, am I getting into the pros and cons, then obviously there would be no need to clean then.
Right.
Assuming it's okay to sell your home, and then some leave over one room, so you should have some, you should nullify the mitzvah of bedika. But that, then you wouldn't have to clean. You know, you're only cleaning your home, and obviously to a certain extent, if you're going to be there. If you're not going to be there, it's a separate issue. But that's a mitzvah itself. That's a result-oriented mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to spend 200 hours cleaning. The mitzvah is to have your house clean, whether it takes you 10 minutes or 20 or 10 days. That depends on how much of a mess you have or how well of a job you're going to do. But so either way, so that's what they point out. So therefore, the shachiyanu you make a kiddush for us plays a dual role, plays a double role. You should have in mind it's going on both the tchilas mitzvah of building the sukkah as well as the yeshiva sukkah. So that's what we learned out. Teishvu ke'ein tadir. There's a discussion. There's a good case to be made. So what about for, let's say, it doesn't have to be a shul. Let's say your own home, or you have the shul. I'm saying shuls, a sukkah shorah. Most people have the handyman in the shul. Usually, isn't Jewish. The one who builds the sukkah usually isn't Jewish. Not just for shuls, but it could be your home. I'm just using shuls as an example. My own home, actually, my person will be Jewish, but that's coincidental. So if you want to fulfill the lichadchila, so do people? Does the rabbi or the gabbai? Do they go up and move some schach around to fulfill this lich? Again, the sukkah is good, even if you did nothing. But to fulfill the mitzvah min ha-mufchar, like the Ran writes, or the Hiddur mitzvah, the Meiri writes, do they go ahead and move around the schach? I don't know, maybe they do, but I don't think most shuls do that. Does that mean, so that's what the Moedim is manim, Rav Sternbach wants to say, it's even lechadchila, based on another principle. We have a principle in halacha, it's a totally different context, but he uses it in this context. Yad poel kiyad bal habayis. The hand of your worker is like the hand of the owner. It's used in different contexts, but basically what the Rav Sternberg writes is as follows. When does the Gemara say, when does Tosfos say, lechad chilo, you need a chiddush dover, if a guy does it, and then you have to do something else, or it's a sukkah? That's only if it's a stranger or a guy off the streets doing you a favor. But if you're paying the guy, if he's working for you, so therefore yad poel kiyad bal habayis, it's like you yourself are doing it regarding this halacha. And therefore he claims maybe that's a limit chus on most synagogues that don't do a chiddush davar because they're paying the handyman or someone to do it, and therefore they don't need it.
So in my situation, our handyman usually just says, okay, pay me the whole thing when I take it down. In this situation, would I have to be careful to pay him before when he puts it up, because he might then afterwards, after taking it down, say, no, I don't want any money.
So that gets into in general when you have to pay, how, you know, when you have to actually pay your worker. But if that was a concern, then it'd be best to pay them before. You just go ahead and do something.
He's never given me a freebie, but
no,
in this case.
Not that I'm saying, but you. So you don't. If you're concerned about that, then get up and move some schach around.
Yeah.
But I'm saying you should do that anyway. Everyone agrees to Rav Sternberg's kiddush. I'm saying that has nothing to do with anything. That principle. So anyway, either way, you should. You don't have to worry. It's probably the same guy doing it, but I move the schach around anyway.
How about It's very interesting to see how to poil. He's not a shaliach for you, you see. I presume only a Jew can be a shaliach.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's a totally. Yeah, kind of like we have, like, posts can write in a different area. There's a mitzvah of makkah. Makkah is that we know that when if you own a home or even, that you have a place where it's dangerous, you know, whether today a modern day swimming pool, or let's say sometimes you have a flat roof. Mm-hmm. So there's halacha, you have to put a fence around, you have to put some mechitza. So it's a discussion. I never seen anyone being makbid that. You make sure you have the Jew building that porch or that fence. You hire a Jew to do the mitzvah makkah. So it could be, the simple answer could be because the mitzvah of makkah isn't the process of building the fence. It's called sasim damim veisecha. It's an issue of danger. Your job, if you buy a house that already has one, you don't have to knock it down and build a new one. There's no mitzvah per se of doing it. The mitzvah is your house has to be safe. So if it's safe already, you don't have to do anything. That's a some say, so it's not even a kasha. So others want to point out, even that the reason why a guy could do it, because the mach and half right are based on this principle. The yad poak, yad balbayis, he's doing it for you since he's a paid laborer. So they use this principle in different contexts. But that, again, on Sukkah, it's not a major concern here because, bottom line, we passed in like Beis Hillel. You left your Sukkah up from last year, did nothing, kosher Sukkah. You don't have to worry. Lechatchila, mitzvah min amuvchar, it's best to, because according to the Yushalmi, and perhaps even according to the Bavli, because the Bavli doesn't explicitly argue, and according to the way we're developing today, it could be the Bavli fundamentally agrees with the Yushalmi, that there is a mitzvah in building the sukkah, except we don't make a bracha because we only make it on the clincher. So even according to the Bavli, according to Beis Hillel, l'chatchila, we should go ahead and try to have some involvement with the sukkah, i.e. the schach, that's the sukkah. And, you know, based on either the Rashi and Makkos, based on the Nitziv's principle, heksha mitzvah, haksuva batorah, etc., and based on the way we reverse the order, on the Shechiyano. So it's clear the mitzvah building is a mitzvah. It's only a tchilas mitzvah, but the main mitzvah is yeshiva sukkah, is sitting in the sukkah, and that's what we'll have to get into next time when the Gemara says, Teishu Kein Tadiro, that's not just sitting b'shas maisa, one should spend their as much time of the day dwelling in the sukkah, eating. In fact, the Gemara says it's even stricter by sleeping than eating. You're allowed to do an achilas arai. You're allowed to eat, have a drink, have some chips outside the sukkah. It's praiseworthy to do that in the sukkah, but it's not mandatory. The Gemara says, shinas arai, even a temporary sleep, a cat nap, that should be done in the sukkah. Again, why many people don't sleep in the sukkah? So that, you know, there are different leniencies on that, which is a separate share. Then we have to get into the weather forecast, as usual, it says rain Wednesday. So we have to get into the question of there's a general rule of a mitzta'er putter minat sukkah. When one is under distress, one is uncomfortable, one is exempt from the sukkah, does that apply to the first night? We'll have to get into that. Hopefully before the first night. Huh?
That's in forecast, is it?
That's what I heard, but...
So, Rabbi,